The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to the 5 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Well, just a short time ago, Governor DeWine cleared up all of the confusion and basically said, do whatever you want to do. Here is the headline. Governor DeWine clarified new mask guidelines and said businesses and employers may choose to still require customers and employees to wear masks. So it is now officially here in Ohio, completely up to the employer and the business owner to determine whether employees and customers will wear masks or not. And that includes restaurants. If I read the statement clearly, the health department is going along with this, and restaurants now it is completely up to the individual restaurant owners. There is no state mandate whatsoever from the state health department that requires restaurant employees, cooks, servers, or whatever to social distance or to wear masks if they are fully vaccinated. So we talked about this earlier. This is going to be really tough for individual businesses, and I think particularly restaurants, when you're dealing with food and so forth, because people are so brainwashed and so controlled by fear. And it's sad, but it's true. These masks have become a security blanket, and people are panicked to take them off because they've been told over and over again, if you don't wear a mask, you're going to die. If you don't wear a mask, you're going to kill everybody around you. We've been told that over and over again. And now they're saying the science says if you're fully vaccinated, you don't need to wear a mask anywhere. Inside, outside, you don't need to wear a mask if you are fully vaccinated. And in a restaurant, staff members who are fully vaccinated do not need to wear a mask for the sake of their customers. They don't need to. But because people for 14, 15 months have been programmed with fear and anxiety, if a restaurant declares, hey, we're mask-free, then people are going to walk into that restaurant, see people around without masks, and they're going to freak out. Even if they have been fully vaccinated, they're going to freak out. So I think it's going to be a while before particularly restaurants drop the mask mandate. I think the restaurants will be the last. Now, the bars, they'll be one of the first. But the retail stores, Target, no mask. Costco, no mask. Walmart, no mask. Trader Joe's, no mask. CVS, no mask. The other retailers are going to follow suit pretty quick. And they're just going to say it's up to you. If you want to wear a mask, fine, but we don't require it for our employees or our customers. But in order to compete, other businesses are going to follow suit. So anyway, that's where we are. And if you haven't heard the latest COVID numbers for Ohio, way down, a little over 700 new cases reported in the last 24 hours. And again, that's the lowest. Well, no, I'll take that back. 2 or 3 days ago, it got down to 600, and then it spiked up a little bit. But we're seeing a very positive downward trend, and that's good news. May I just make one editorial comment? All right? Don't judge other people on this vaccine thing. Don't. If you are absolutely convinced you are not going to get the vaccine and nobody should, and you're convinced of that, you feel strongly, fine. That's fine. But don't judge other people because they decide that they are going to get the vaccine or have already gotten the vaccine. And if you've decided that the vaccine is good for you, for your family, don't judge the people who don't get the vaccine. Don't do that. Just don't. You make your best informed decision on the vaccine and leave everybody else alone. Okay? All right. The conflict in Israel with Hamas in Gaza continues to escalate. The news media continues to side with a certified terrorist organization. Don't forget this, folks. Hamas is a terrorist organization. Who is lobbing the thousands of rockets from Gaza into Israel? Hamas. These are terrorists targeting civilians. Does the nation of Israel have a right to protect themselves? And the answer is yes. And I've said this over and over again, but just in case we have new people that are not familiar with what's going on. Hamas, being radical Muslims, intentionally plant their missiles, their military, they purposely implant them right smack in the middle of a bunch of innocent civilians. They do that intentionally. You say, well, did they do that so Israel won't attack the military sites? No, because they know that Israel will. They do it so that there will be as many casualties as possible. These are evil people. They don't care about their own people. Being radical Muslims, if you are killed in a fight with the infidels, you get a ticket to heaven. So these Hamas radicals honestly believe in their twisted theology. If we put a rocket facility in the middle of a civilian apartment complex and Israel retaliates and innocent civilians are killed, these evil Hamas people honestly believe they are doing those innocent civilians a service. They're doing them a favor. They're sending them to heaven sooner. They're making them martyrs. They're giving them the privilege of being a martyr. That is how twisted their thinking is. And the news media buys into it. As I pointed out to you last week, if Israel is going to take out an area where there are civilians, they warn them. They warn them. You better get out of the building. You better evacuate the building because we're going to blow it up in 2 hours. That is not unusual at all for Israel to warn them. The building that the Associated Press was in was completely destroyed last week. Why? Because that was a headquarters for Hamas. Now, the Associated Press are screaming and yelling and shouting about Israel destroying their building. No one from the Associated Press was hurt because they were given advance notice. They were warned, get out of the building, we're going to blow it up because Hamas is here. So it continues to escalate so far. This is one of the very few things that I have appreciated about Joe Biden's presidency. He has not condemned Hamas, but he has supported Israel and their right to defend themselves. I am grateful for that. I applaud him for that, and I hope he continues with that position. Pray that he does. But Israel is not going to back down. The fighting will not stop until Hamas agrees. No more rockets, no more attacks. And until that time, Israel is going to slam them with incredible force. But we are to pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
Today's news, God's word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, if you were listening, I believe it was Thursday of last week, I shared with you that one of our most faithful listeners had entered into hospice care and was going to be approaching heaven's gates pretty soon. And I asked you to pray for him and his family. And I just now received notice that he has now seen Jesus face to face. I withheld his name last week, but I won't now. Tom Matthews. Tom Matthews was absolutely one of our most faithful listeners and has been for years. Tom hardly ever missed a program. The only time he would miss a program is when he was in dialysis or in the hospital, and he couldn't get the program, but usually even when he was in the hospital, he listened through streaming on his laptop or his tablet. You may have recognized that name because I've mentioned him on several times through the years. I could be wrong, but I don't think I am. I think that Tom was the longest surviving triple transplant patient in America. He was born with cystic fibrosis, and about 27 or 28 years ago received a double lung transplant. Then about 8 or 9 years ago, he received a kidney transplant. So triple transplant, and especially with the double lung transplant, if he was not the longest surviving lung transplant patient in America, he was one of the longest, 27 or 28 years with transplanted lungs, and then in addition to that, his kidney. Tom was one of the bravest individuals I have ever met in my life. He was constantly in and out of the hospital for years. With the transplant, you get to continue living, and he made the most of every minute. But heavy anti-rejection drugs, lots of precautions that had to be taken, particularly with the lungs, and over the last 7 or 8 years, Tom was just in and out of the hospital and back and forth to Cleveland Clinic, to the transplant floor up at Cleveland Clinic, and they took incredible care of Tom. His dear wife, Kim, was his primary caretaker. She put all of life on hold for years to take care of Tom, to take care of his needs. And they were an incredible, incredible couple. And I never heard Tom complain. He would be sick as a dog. His lungs would fill with fluid, and they'd have to get the fluid off of his lungs, and he'd be cracking jokes. He had an unbelievable sense of humor, just so witty and so positive. I have a couple of diplomas in my office here at WRFD that Tom made me. They're funny. They're hysterical and unbelievably creative. And last week, he continued to decline. He got an extremely serious infection in his shoulder. They had to remove a large portion of the bones in his shoulder, and they couldn't get it under control. And he finally said, this is it. I'm going to quit fighting, because there was very, very little hope except for heaven. And he entered hospice officially on Thursday. Joy and I got to spend about an hour on doing a Zoom call with he and Kim on Thursday night, and it was such a sweet, precious time. Tom talking about his death and how he was responding and what he was thinking and the peace that he had about his decision and how anxious he was to see Jesus. His race is now over. Kim and their kids are packing up in Cleveland, and they're going to be hitting the road. They've been up there since Thursday, and they're incredibly tired. Pray for their safety as they travel down from Cleveland. But we have lost one of our most faithful listeners. Incredible husband, father, follower of Jesus. And we have lost a very special member of our listening family. But heaven has gained a new citizen. Tom Matthews, thank you for your life, your faith, your courage. You have left behind an incredible legacy for all who knew you. We'll be back.